Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. Eric Adams ran for mayor on the premise that he'd get crime in the city under control. He hasn't been able to do that, and in part blames bail reform laws for putting criminals back on the street over and over again. Now he wants a special session in Albany to deal with the issue. But it doesn't sound like he'll be getting it, as Samantha Liebman reports live from City Hall this morning. Sam?
Good morning, Lee. This is two transit cops who are attacked by teens when confronted over the weekend for fare evasion. One teen with a gun charge and had been released for another crime days before.
Catch, release, repeat. This person was arrested for robbery a few days ago. Now he's back.
Mayor Adams calling on the governor to order a special legislative session to address bail reform to keep repeat violent offenders behind bars. But Governor Hochul believes the tweak she got in the budget addressed the issue and blamed the judge.
I'm trying to understand what the thought process was in this. Was it a normal judge? Was it a weekend judge? My understanding is the law we put in place was to deal with repeat offenders.
Even if she called the session, the legislature in no mood to change things, Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie issuing a statement saying, quote, "We don't think it's necessary. The three types of crimes referenced by the mayor are bail eligible and detention can be sought in family court under current law." Samantha Liebman, 1010 Wins, live at City Hall.
A man was found dead in a driveway in Diker Heights yesterday. Police are trying to figure out what happened to him. The New York Post quotes police sources who say a man was seen transporting the body on a hand truck and then dumping it in the driveway on 72nd Street. There were no obvious signs of trauma on the body, so it's up to the medical examiner now to determine the cause of death. Game one of the Subway Series goes to the home team. Mark Renee here with the recap this morning.
And Lee, it looked like it might be the Yankees' night at Citi Field, where they got back-to-back home runs in the first inning from Aaron Judge and Anthony Rizzo. But the Mets answered right back, scoring four runs as Starling Marte and Eduardo Escobar went deep in the bottom of the frame on the way to a 6-3 win.
It was a great collective effort. I mean, we're a resilient bunch, and I think the best at-bat of the day was Eduardo Escobar hitting the two-run homer. I mean, that really topped off the first inning and set the tone for the rest of the game.
Pete Alonso on SNY after he held on to his Major League RBI lead by one over Judge, and Escobar said his big fly was honestly like a World Series home run. Mark Renee, 1010 Wins Sports.
There's a possible bobcat on the loose in Suffolk County. Somebody said they saw one yesterday on Boulevard Avenue in West Islip. Cops said, we'll come and check it out, and they did, but they didn't find anything. If you see something that looks like a bobcat, you can call the Suffolk County Police, and they'll come out and check again. We don't have a description of this cat, but we have had a few cases in the past where these sightings turn out to be somebody's overgrown house cat. Cops have arrested two teenage girls on hate crime charges in connection with an attack on a Q52 bus earlier this month. A 57-year-old woman riding the bus in Woodhaven, Queens, says she was set upon by three girls who whacked her in the head with a blunt object and left her bleeding. They told her they hate white people. The victim says she was the only white person on the bus at the time. The suspects are 15 and 16 years old, no names on them. They're charged with assault and harassment as hate crimes, and cops are still looking for the third girl. New Yorkers have long been subjected to entertainment in the subway, everything from doo-wop groups to breakdancers, but some riders were recently treated to a performance that was straight out of a strip club. Some women dressed in black bikinis held an impromptu pool party aboard an L train recently. Video posted to Twitter shows the young ladies twerking and offering lap dances and alcohol to commuters. They even set up a slip and slide on the floor of the train, and they wet it down with bottled water. Well, they got some likes for their efforts. More than a few online critics pointed out that this hardly seems sanitary given rising COVID and monkeypox numbers here in the city. And Mark the MTA unamused. Spokesman Tim Minton calling it a dopey stunt, adding, New Yorkers don't appreciate rides being delayed when trains get taken out of service because selfish grown-ups came to trend.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.